So this morning, I'd like to reflect on, introduce the topic of feeling tone. Sometimes it's called Vedana in the Pali writings of the Satipatthana Sutta. And this is the second foundation of mindfulness in this sutta. The first foundation is body. And the second foundation of feeling tone really in some ways is like a particular aspect of mindfulness of the body, it's like a particular quality of direct experience through the senses. So whether that's the physical sensations directly in the body, but also sounds, sights, smells, and in the Buddhist tradition, thoughts is also a sense. So all of these are phenomena arising in our bodily experience, coming to the body. And in the second foundation, the invitation is to really direct our mindful awareness towards this quality of feeling tone that's associated with these sensations. And by feeling tone, what I am referring to is not really what we might ordinarily call emotions, which are emotions such as sadness, happiness, fear, anger, numbness. Those emotions are more complex than what I'm referring to as feeling tone or Vedana. This quality of feeling tone is very simple, and it's really sort of three things. It's that every sensation, the proposition is that every sensation, every single one has a feeling tone inherently woven into it. And it's either pleasant, unpleasant, or neither unpleasant nor unpleasant. It's kind of a shorthand, it's easier perhaps in a shorthand way to say neutral. But even that neutral feeling tone, when you start to go into it and explore it, is it truly neutral or is it just slightly pleasant or slightly unpleasant? And it's like, in a way, that the levels of pleasant and unpleasant can get more subtle and subtle and subtle. And I'm not sure, maybe there is a neutral place in the middle, maybe not. But the effective experience of this feeling tone is that it's generally not much happening. It's not affecting me much. I'm not particularly drawn to it or sort of pushing myself away from it. It doesn't elicit the push-pull that we've been talking about. So I'll refer to this middle, you could say, feeling tone as perhaps neither pleasant nor unpleasant, or I might just say neutral because it's a little easier to say. Maybe as I'm either reminding you of this phenomenon, or you're hearing it for the first time, maybe you might be getting a little bit of a sense of how this quality of feeling tone is a way, it's not quite the same as direct bodily experience. It's bringing in the mind. The feeling tone quality is, in a way, is where the mind is meeting the direct experience, and it's having an effect on the mind in some way. And in that way, we can also see it as a bridge between the direct sensory experience and then what the mind does with that, which can often be on the basis of the feeling tone, is to start to experience more activity. Typically, as I was saying before, the push-pull reaction and everything that starts to build on that, including emotions. So feeling tone is like a bridge to more reactivity in the mind and emotionality and the colour of and the drama of our lives. And this places Vedana, feeling tone, in a very interesting position when it comes to mindful awareness. Is that it's kind of a very early building block of reactivity. It's the place upon which our craving and aversion and clinging get built. And if we bring mindful awareness to it, it tends to slow down and soften that whole building process, or start to reveal it more fully. So it can be a very powerful place to bring mindful awareness to, in terms of understanding the cycles we get caught in our lives of stress and suffering. And becoming aware of and practicing with Vedana is a way of, in fact, practicing the Four Noble Truths, which Jake, I think, has referred to this teaching in the Buddhist tradition of, you know, there is suffering in life, there's a cause of suffering, and there is an end to suffering, there's a path to the end of suffering. And by suffering, I mean the whole spectrum between mild disease and really challenging difficulties and the big stuff. So mindfulness of Vedana is a way of understanding how stress and reactivity get built, but also a way of potentially reducing it, and at a kind of deeper level, the possibility is to, at some point, to eventually see through it completely so that it doesn't hold anymore. So I think you all will be quite familiar with experiences of pleasant and unpleasant so far on this retreat. So for me, pleasant experiences that come to mind have been the feeling of sunshine on my skin outside. So if I express that in terms of sensation and Vedana, it might be I'm outside, there's a warmth on my skin, and that very warmth on the skin is pleasant. It's not neutral, it's, that's nice. And yeah, there's not a strong pull, but there is a like, I'd be really happy if this lasts a while. So it's a just really gentle, like, I like it, and in some ways I want it. So that's the little building block there. But that's not necessarily leading to a lot of difficulty and suffering. And how nice to, in some ways, enjoy that that pleasant experience. Another kind of pleasant experience might be the taste of hollyhock dressing. I don't know if others have had this. There's a particular dressing, a salad dressing used at Guy House that many people really like, me included. And it's there's something about the combination of ingredients that brings this really like sort of flavor and reaction in me. And I have a little bit, oh, that's really nice. And straight away, it's like, I'd really like some more. In fact, I might go back a bit more because that I want to repeat that experience. So there, the physical sensation would be taste, and it's pleasant. And really clearly for me there's a stronger pull and some craving that arises. I'm not judging that craving. It's like, well, it's very natural. It's really delicious. Of course, my body will be like, more. And it's like, well, what do I do with that? Would it be skillful to have some more? Maybe, maybe sometimes, maybe not always. I play with that a little bit. So unpleasant, of course, pain in the body immediately comes to mind for me. So some pain in my knee in sitting. So often, interestingly, my mind will just see it as pain, I need to move. But what I could do in practice with the foundations, mindfulness of these foundations is, well, maybe I'll come to the first foundation of body. What actually are the sensations happening here in my knee? Oh, there's some heat. There's some tightness. And quickly my mind is projecting to the future, it's going to get tighter. But if I just come back to the sensation, yeah, there's tightness. But actually, when I go into that more, it's also kind of like a bit like a thread pulling, and well, there's a little sparkle feeling at the end. It's like there's quite a lot of sensations here in the mix. And then with Vedana, the second foundation, it's like, yeah, it's unpleasant. And as I explore those sensations, each one of those sensations, well, some of them are more unpleasant than others. And actually that little sparkle at the end, that's not, I'm not really sure, is that unpleasant or neutral? Or it's certainly not quite as unpleasant as that initial experience of pain that I had. And then, oh, it's getting worse. Yeah, it's more unpleasant. So exploring the Vedana of pain, and just noticing it. And with a little bit of pain, it's hard to do this with strong pain, I would say, but I find the territory of mild pain is quite an interesting place to explore unpleasant, because in the exploration, you might notice that it's not stable always. You know, that, well, in fact, often it's not stable as we think, and it's actually flickering, changing, sometimes more, sometimes less. Occasionally can even flip into pleasant and then flip back into unpleasant. It's quite interesting. And often it's the way of paying attention to it that can affect it. So if I'm already feeling really averse and my mental image of how terrible this pain is and what it means for me in my future, those very thoughts might have an effect on the Vedana. But then if I bring a more mindful, spacious awareness, it's like, oh, how does that affect the Vedana? It may change. It's something that might be a fruitful exploration in practice. So the neutral, as I've already mentioned, that's in a way the hardest one to notice, because by its very nature, it doesn't impact the mind particularly. So usually we just don't see it or experience it. So it can be really interesting sometimes to give a bit of time and think, oh, there's perhaps informal practice, oh, there's quite a lot going on, I can definitely feel some unpleasant Vedana and arising with some sensations in the body. But I'm just going to see, is there anywhere that's neutral? Christina Feltman, one of our teachers, as a neutral place to experience Vena, often recommends going to the earlobes. So generally the earlobes don't tend to have strong Vedana. You know, may occasionally if you've got an infection or something's happening, but if, in a healthy ear, maybe that is quite a good place. And I have to say, yeah, there's not much happening in my earlobes that I can detect right now. I can definitely, there's some sensation and it's very mild and subtle. Yeah. So, but in the body as a whole, maybe the sensations of the sitting bones on the cushion, neutral, pleasant, unpleasant. The kind of surface of the skin of the body, maybe that might be more neutral. You know, it can be really interesting exploration, not just as an intellectually curious exercise, but also learning to savour the neutral can be very nourishing for our practice, for our heart, and for our general well-being. You know, that we can develop a taste for the subtle, for the steady, steadying, that can support amidst, you know, what otherwise is a very dramatic, you know, can feel like very dramatic life, of like there's this and there's this, I want to get there. Maybe I just rest in the neutral for a little while. Because perhaps the normal habit with neutral is that we ignore it, or it can even be a little bit unpleasant. It starts to become unpleasant, and perhaps boredom is a good illustration of that. They were not used to not doing much, and it's like, oh, now I'm feeling a bit bored. And maybe the first thing we might notice is actually the mind's gone somewhere else. It's looking for something entertaining. You know, perhaps the end of the retreat is like, oh, there's quite a, you know, peacefulness, calmness, great. Now, what will I do with this when I get off the retreat? You know, well, maybe it will help me with this or that, or I'm really looking forward to my first cup of coffee on the way home, you know, or something like that. In a way, that's a sign that the mind is kind of looking for something. And, oh, what might it be like to come back? And is there a more subtle pleasantness that could be even more nourishing than fantasizing about the future right now? So I think the last thing I'd like to say before some practice is the mindful awareness itself or herself. This beautiful quality, or in a way can contain many qualities of spacious warmth, friendliness, allowing, non-judgment. Itself, herself, can often be experienced as pleasant Vedana. And that's one of the subtle Vedanas that can be really nourishing to tune into and explore. It's like, what's the quality of Vedana of mindfulness? I'm bringing mindfulness to this experience, and I might be exploring the Vedana of that experience. But actually, at times, if I just rest back into this awareness of this experience, is there a subtle pleasure in that? And that's a wholesome pleasure, which generally does not lead to craving and can be really, really beautiful and lovely to develop more ability to stay with that and to know that we can come to it, return to that awareness. like to offer some guided practice. But maybe before we do that, if you'd like to stand and stretch, you're very welcome. When you're ready, coming to a posture for this practice, whether sitting or standing. And this will, can you hear me? Not sure if I've got this one right. How's that? Yeah, great. So this will be around 20 minutes and an exploration of Vedana through a few different angles through this practice to give you a taste of Vedana practice, a few tastes of Vedana practices. So, in this first part, my intention is to help tune our instruments to be able to detect Vedana. So this is using the body scanning approach, which some of you may be familiar with, where I'll suggest we take our awareness through the body, part by part, and the emphasis is on noticing the Vedana as we do this. So with this first scan, these will be fairly brief scans, the invitation is to notice pleasant Vedana. So just taking a moment, perhaps as in most of our sits, to just let the body rest on the ground, finding a comfortable posture for uprightness, alertness, maybe taking a couple of breaths, and then inviting our minds to bring attention to the head area of the body. So becoming aware of your head and noticing any pleasant sensations here in the head. May be the sensations of the air entering the nose or the mouth. Or the sensations of air caressing skin. perhaps sounds or silence being received by our ears. Or any other sensations that have, however slight, a pleasant quality to them in your head. And then coming down through the body, so coming to the neck and the shoulders. Any pleasant Vedana here? Perhaps the touch of clothes on the skin? Or if you open and relax the shoulders, any softening that's pleasant? Or any other sensations that are pleasant. And then coming down through the body, the chest, the belly, the torso. Any pleasant sensations in this area, these areas. Maybe the breath. Is there a pleasant aspect of the breath entering and leaving the body through the chest and belly? Maybe the sensation of where your sitting bones, if you're sitting, are meeting the chair or cushion. Or any other pleasant sensations in the chest and belly and pelvis. And then coming to the arms, noticing any pleasant sensations in the arms and the hands. Maybe in the warmth of the fingers touching each other or your body. Maybe in any subtle energy feeling in the hands. Or the clothes touching the skin. So just lightly noticing, is it any pleasant sensations? Then coming down to the lower half of the body, the legs and the feet. Any pleasant sensations here? Maybe the sensations of where your feet are in contact with the ground. Or any other pleasant sensations. If the effort of looking for pleasant sensations is a little bit straining, maybe just taking a moment just to relax and just let whatever is unfolding unfold. And then just notice, oh, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Now coming up through the body from the feet to the head. So with the feet and the legs, now noticing, is there any unpleasant Vedana here? Are there any sensations with this, yeah, subtle or not so subtle unpleasant quality? There may be or may not be, but just noticing if there is. And then coming up to the torso, the belly and chest, including the sitting bones. Yeah, any unpleasant Vedana here? Just noticing. Then coming to our arms and hands. Any unpleasant Vedana here? And then coming to the shoulders, the neck and the head. Is there any sensation that has an unpleasant quality in this area? And then coming in our last scan through the body, so starting again at the head. So holding the head, the neck and the shoulders in awareness. Just noticing, is there any neutral, neither pleasant nor unpleasant sensation in this area? And if there are no strong sensations in this area, there potentially could be quite a lot of neutral sensation. Sensations of eyelids resting closed. Slight buzzing in the lips. Warmth of out-breath. Sensations of ears. Just noticing any neutral vedana in the head, neck, shoulders. And then coming down to the torso, the chest and belly and pelvis, sitting bones, this large area of the body, lightly asking the question, is there neutral, more neutral sensation here in the mix? Maybe the sensations of the belly gently moving with the breath. Slightly subtle feeling of, the tissues beneath my skin. Or just the sense of the space of the chest and the belly. This whole big space with some subtle but quite indistinct sensations. This may be different for you, so I'm just giving examples of seeing what you notice that's neutral. And then coming to our arms and hands, just noticing any neutral sensations here, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. You may notice that as we and come into contact with vedana, it can change. Neutral may become unpleasant or pleasant. That's really okay. We're just noticing really what happens as we come into contact with more subtle sensations. And then coming to the lower half of the body, from the sitting bones through the legs down to the feet. Any neutral sensations here in this part of the body? Inviting us to widen our awareness, our attention, to become aware of the whole body, sitting here or standing here. And that could include the space around the body as well. So this kind of location that we're in, the space, the body, the ground beneath, all held in a wider awareness. And within the space of this awareness, just now noticing any sensations with their vedana of pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant or unpleasant, coming and going through this space. Be helpful to include within this, or even start with sounds coming and going through the space of our awareness, noticing their vedana of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. We don't need to necessarily be noticing vedana all the time. It could be like this beautiful image in the tradition of a shepherd just watching animals grazing in the distance. So just this spacious, mindful awareness and just noticing the unfolding of experience moment by moment. Whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. If the shepherd image doesn't really resonate, another image that might be helpful is of a grandparent in a playground, sitting on the bench, watching their grandchildren and other children playing in the playground. Sometimes a child might hurt themselves a little by falling over. There's laughter, there's tears. And there's space in the playground where there's not much happening. This kind of grandparent that's seen it all, just watching it all flowing, all rising and changing. Pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. in this wide open, or this intention towards a wide open, spacious awareness, we may notice that at times our mind is caught, and it's been caught by a thought or a story, or it's been caught by pain in the body or another challenging sensation of some kind. And if that has happened, or it certainly will happen through the practice, very likely at times, then we could just notice that narrowing of the attention, and actually, is there a push or is there a pull? Maybe we find it hard to distinguish. It could be both sort of going on at the same time. I'm kind of pulled to this area that I want to push away. So with this practice, we could just linger a moment and just notice, okay, behind the push and pull, is there a Vedana sensation here, or a set of sensations? What is it like if I bring mindful awareness to that? Noticing, allowing. Noticing if it changes at all from moment to moment. Maybe it's not just one sensation. Maybe if I go further, there are many sensations within this sensation. And what is their Vedana tone? The mind has been caught by thinking. You can notice the Vedana tone of the thought. And it might be easier to come to the body and notice, is that showing up in my body in any particular way, any sensation that itself has a Vedana connection with it? Then when you're ready to finish exploring what's caught your mind, inviting a return to the more spacious awareness of holding the whole body in awareness in this location, with its sounds and smells and tastes and bodily sensations. As we come perhaps to that whole body awareness, if that's happening for you, then maybe also now turning attention to any sense of the quality of the mindfulness itself. Just that allowing aware quality, does that have a feeling tone? And if there is a little bit of a pleasant sense of awareness in the mix of experience, what would it be like to more fully give that our attention and really open to it? Really enjoy that wholesome pleasure of mindful awareness if it's here. Of course, I don't know how that was as a practice for you. Sometimes for me it can be really interesting exploring Vedana. Like, oh, I hadn't realised that this sensation was pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. And particularly if it changes at all, I find that very interesting to notice. And also in that practice for me, as I was sitting, I didn't have a lot of strong sensation, so it's kind of really interesting to notice just how much neutral sensation that there was. So it can be interesting. It can also be challenging. And in my experience, practicing with Vedana can sometimes get quite tight around effort. It's like, oh, is this pleasant, unpleasant, neutral? And that potentially might have been happening for some of you during that practice. Sort of a wish, really, an encouragement to take this practice lightly and gently and playfully. Maybe playfully is a good word. Like the children in the playground image I suggested. In a way, you know, this is an aspect of experience that is kind of, the proposal is from Buddhist psychology, it's always there, whether we know it or not. So it's more a case of, like, when is it useful to actually tune to it and notice what's here? Like, and if it's effortful and I can't really notice it, can't work it out, it's no worries at all, it's just let it go. Come back to another part of the practice, for example, mindfulness of body. And it's quite likely that as you relax, it will become easier to notice the Vedana, perhaps. So one option of practice for this morning is, you know, to continue with the mindfulness of body, but then just from time to time, check in with what Vedana is unfolding here alongside and together with this sensation that I'm practicing with. And just noticing lightly, oh, is it pleasant, unpleasant, neutral? Okay, good. Okay, and then carrying on with the body practice. If you're enjoying the Vedana practice, then we can also shift focus so that mindfulness of body becomes more mindfulness of Vedana. It's like now I'm starting to see sensory experience not so much in sensory qualities of warmth or heat or pressure, but actually as Vedana. So that comes to the foreground. It's like, this whole world of pleasant and unpleasant, spaces between them, yeah, neutral, kind of coming and going. That can also be a lovely practice. And maybe if you're feeling steady with your practice and it's not too tight, maybe giving a sitting to that to really kind of build the capacity to notice Vedana. You know, and that can be easier and lighter and more playful to do it outside when in the walking practice, because there's kind of more, in a way, more stimulus, a little bit more happening outside the body, so there's a bit less pressure of perhaps looking for or becoming aware of Vedana in the body. So sort of walking on the path, sounds, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, yeah. Sights, beautiful flower, and pleasant weed, depending on what your conditioning is around this. I mean, I might think, pleasant weed, quite into wildflowers, but this is it. These Vedana, although they're with every experience, they're not necessarily fixed. They'll be different for different of us. The feeling of contact with the ground, coolness. The weather can be interesting because in a way Vedana can feel a bit like weather systems, winds blowing through the body, pleasant, unpleasant. But actually the actual weather, you know, that is a good place to sense Vedana. You know, oh, cold, I'm cold. Oh, unpleasant. Oh, too hot. Oh, also unpleasant. Oh, I'm not cold or hot. Oh, neutral. Yeah, if it's raining, and we may have a dry day today, but when it rains, you know, it can be hard it's not so easy or pleasant to practice walking. But that could be a really interesting place to practice Vedana, just noticing, what's it like walking? It's like, might just, the whole thing seems unpleasant, but actually if I tune to the sensations, which are the unpleasant sensations, and what's it like to notice them for a while? Okay. So just, so I'm realizing I'll need to wrap up. When we come to food and drink, it can be a bit of a challenging area with Vedana, but also a really interesting area, like noticing the Vedana with the different tastes of the food. And it may be that, you know, there's a lot of pleasantness. I hope there's a lot of pleasantness, but maybe there's different degrees of pleasantness. Maybe the neutral tastes might change as you pay attention to them. What would it be like to see if, just as an experiment, bringing the same mindful, allowing curiosity to all the Vedana of the tastes during a meal? And if you notice craving coming up, and particularly, of course, it tends to be around food on the retreats, then one really interesting practice is to really, really tune into that and notice that. So I gave the example of hollyhock dressing. I don't know if they're going to serve it. I should have arranged for it to be here. But so it could be for any pleasant taste. It's like, once you've had that taste, it's very likely that you will want more if it's really pleasant. So before you go for more, if that's what you'll do, what would it be like to just notice that pull with that pleasant craving and pleasant sensation, seeing if you can just track that, see how long it lasts, and does it change? Sometimes we can track it and it fades and it goes. It's like, oh, it can be really interesting to notice that. So I'm going to finish there. Apologies for slightly overrunning. So it's 10:34 if you're wondering what the time is. So we've got a walking period now. So I've given some suggestions of practicing with Vedana in the walking. So really hope you can enjoy and play with the practice this morning and find ways of practicing Vedana that's interesting and useful. However your experience is and unfolds this morning. Okay. So let's just finish with a pause together, and I'll ring a bell to mark the end. Thank you for your attention, and wishing you an interesting morning of practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.